Now let's have some more news. And Max, what have you seen in the news for us this week?
So the news piece I read was in the Great New Scientist, and it was by someone called Professor Barbara Finley, and she was putting forward an argument as to why humans, when compared to our sort of primate cousins, appear to have a heightened sense of pain. And so in evolutionary terms, pain is obviously very important to prevent us, sort of protect us from further damage, and conditioned us to avoid certain situations, and also make other individuals aware that we need assistance. And it's this that she sort of focused on, and she talked about how her time in the field was spent around quite a lot of primates, and she was always a bit baffled as to these monkeys who would have cesarean sections and then within hours were sort of sitting up and climbing and playing. And having had two C-sections herself, it got her thinking that maybe humans, unlike our monkey relatives, have sort of evolved a mechanism whereby certain things such as giving birth are deemed more painful for beneficial reasons. And so she argued that these sort of heightened pain responses give us a sort of distinct advantage as humans, that it elicits a response from others. It means they'll come and give us assistance. So giving birth to a child in humans can be very, very dangerous. And so by heightening our levels or our perceptions of pain on the whole, it means that we demand to either have a midwife or a family member there. And it means that hopefully the mother and the child both have a bigger chance of surviving. And I just thought it was fascinating. Anything to do with pain, I'm generally quite not. I mean, the study of pain, not pain in itself. The
Very
study of
into pain.
Pain.
Come on, Max, be honest. When we were chatting about this earlier, you said I'm quite into pain, and then you sort of said maybe I should rephrase that.
I can't believe I did it again. I'd sort of made a note not to say that, but no, I'm into the study of pain. It's a hugely fascinating thing, because pain in itself is something that's completely created by a brain. Yes, there can be damage to a hand that you put on a hot stove, and that sends sort of signals to the brain, but the pain in itself is something that we create as a reaction to that damage. And so it's highly sort of subjective.
I did interview a chap, it was a little while ago now, but Jeff Woods, who's a researcher in Cambridge, and he published a paper describing the genetic reason why there are certain families of people who live, I think these ones lived in Pakistan and Bangladesh, who are incapable of feeling pain. They lack a gene which normally would be used by the pain system in the body to trigger nerve impulses. And these people don't have those receptors on their nerves, so they can't trigger these pain responses. And so they can do horrible things to themselves, and they frequently do, and they don't feel a thing. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, and that's the sort of nociceptors. It can be quite dangerous, though, because it means he doesn't give himself time to heal.